Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May the 1st. The grains closed mixed with July corn up 4 cents at 450 and 3 quarters, July wheat down 4 cents, 599 and a quarter, and July beans up 7 and a quarter cents at 1170 and a quarter. The meal was down 290. The oil was up 25 ticks, despite the crude oil closing down 293. A barrel. The Fed came out and left interest rates unchanged. Stock markets rallied. We just had the S&P up 7 points. It's now down 9 again. The Dow has just broken 100 points. We were up 258. Now we're up 158. So it's been a little bit of a crazy day out here. The metals rallied on the Fed news, but we're starting to break off of those highs. Bitcoin's down 1,300-1,400 a coin. It's been kind of a wild day out here. Corn and beans higher on President Biden finalizing the GREET program, sustainable aviation fuels getting their tax credit. And that seemed to spark the corn and beans despite the crude oil in the tubes. The weather in Kansas, they had some rains in the east. They had some rains in Nebraska, but western Kansas, western Oklahoma remains very dry out here. The export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 350,000 wheat, beans 450,000, and corn 1 million metric tons. With the Argentinian labor strike over, that pushed the meal down. But off the crush, the beans could have been about three cents lower. They're 7 higher. So that was a little bit of a positive out here. Just in the last minute I've been talking here, the stock market rallied back 100 points to new highs out here. Gold's making new highs, silver making new highs. So the volatility certainly continues out here. But, you know, as far as the beans go and the corn and wheat, we hope that the funds want to start really covering these positions. They're so heavily short, 222 corn, 38,000 wheat, 133,000 beans, short 70,000 oil. You know, I'm hoping they decide they want to cover, you know, a good deal of this grain here sometime soon. We should get a big number from the USDA on the crush. 206 million is what they're looking for. That would be a new record. And I just can't believe that on the WASDE report a week from Friday that they won't raise the crush numbers significantly. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.